Government sub associations done, including Naamuna SMJ, would like to know what the government feels about what they have asked and whether or not they should second guess their partners after the partner has gone through their phone. Should they eat the shimmer or the relish profile?
Madam Speaker, there is one I saw today. Instead of cooking spaghetti, Madam Speaker, she goes ahead to cut the rubber bands and serves it as spaghetti. The computer is going to bring out. Therefore, she has tried to do the spaghetti. Up to now, he's trying to do the spaghetti.
Did he do the mutilation?
I think it was on vibration. But if he went ahead and muted, it would have been another issue, Madam Speaker.
Yeah.
I want to mention that protecting our phone mark with Numfuti.
What is Numfuti?
Madam Speaker, Numfuti, Numfuti, Madam Speaker.
Honorable Elijah, you need to tell us what that means.
I think in simple terms, Nikuloa.
Again, what is Nikuloa?
Witchcraft, in short, Madam Speaker. Because it's not good, Madam Speaker, when you're sleeping, someone is checking your phone. They find what they wanted to find. They get upset. When it's time to eat, they will send the children to inform you that food is ready. That's what we call Umpuiti, Madam Speaker.
The Drive Through. Weekdays, Monday to Friday. Weekdays, Monday to Friday.
Taking our first call. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
Good, how are you, sir?
I'm all right, thank you.
How's my family today?
I'm okay, that's okay. That comes from the Lodland right now.
Oh, nice. How often do you do your Lodland?
Mostly, like, before I go for work.
Okay. You do it every day?
Yeah, every day. Just pick up and go for work.
Wow. What's the distance that you cover?
The distance is almost like, it's not like, but it's far.
Sorry?
It's far, because I can say like, 500 kilometers.
No, not 500 kilometers. 500 kilometers.
Okay,
how many hours? Approximately how many hours do you go?
Okay, I mean, so like, if I woke up and go to a shuttle, and this is the destination, like, from Makeni Mall, up to, you know where the good that it is?
I think so.
Yes, that's where I know my route.
Yes, okay, cool. All right, no, that's good. I mean, I enjoy running as well, so that's probably something that we have in common. What for your day today?
I just want to wash and clean the house. After that, go for six.
Excellent. What are you going to say?
11 hours.
11. Oh, nice. All right. You have yourself a lovely day. Lacey, you baby.
Just for me, silence. That's for
silence by Pompey.
Yeah.
Stay locked to 87.7, yeah?
For unapproved ruling party candidates. Lads call for free and fair elections, and in international news, at least 90 dead in Chinese coal mine explosion, state media report.
The hottest news with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
Now the news in detail. The Zambia Civil Liberties Union has attributed the number of ruling party candidates at parliamentary and local government level going through and opposed to lack of preparedness by the opposition. ZCLU Executive Director Isaac Mwanza said opposition parties failed to field candidates in several constituencies and wards, a development he described as worrying for the country's democracy. Mr. Mwanza said while such outcomes are part of the democratic process, they expose the opposition's lack of preparedness and fragmentation. He has noted that many opposition parties focus disproportionately on fielding presidential candidates at the expense of building structures and presenting candidates at lower levels. Mr. Mwanza has added that democracy cannot be healthy when entire seats are decided by default.
Oh, no, we are concerned. A number of parliamentary and council seats went unopposed because opposition parties failed to field candidates. This reflects poor preparation and fragmentation amongst opposition parties. Many focused only on the president and neglected the ground. To condemn the inter-party violence, seen in places like Moze, Chavuma, and Mazabuk, expelling 15 cadres is not enough. Those who committed acts of violence must face the wrath of the law. The UPND must make it very clear that all candidates, including independents, have the right to campaign without intimidation.
The Law Association of Zambia has condemned the violence that marked the filing of nominations ahead of the August general elections. In a statement, last president Arnold Kaluwa said the conduct was not only unlawful, but also an attack on the constitutional rights of every Zambian citizen and a threat to the democratic values the nation has long upheld. Mr. Kaluwa has urged all stakeholders, including political parties and their supporters, to strictly adhere to electoral laws, including the Electoral Code of Conduct, which prohibits violence and other electoral malpractices. He has added that the Electoral Commission of Zambia must ensure violence-free, fair and credible elections in line with its mandate under Article 229 of the Constitution. The Zambia Association of Manufacturers has backed government's push for value addition, particularly in the agricultural sector, saying the move is key to transforming the country into a competitive exporter of finished goods. Speaking to Hot FM News, Zam President Mohamed Omar said the country should shift its focus from exporting raw materials to promoting local processing and manufacturing. Mr. Omar has noted that such an approach would help create jobs, increase revenue generation and strengthen domestic industries. He said the government's agenda aligns with calls from the manufacturing sector to build stronger local supply chains and accelerate industrialization.
Government's agenda on value addition, especially in positioning agriculture as the next forest exporter. Beyond exporting raw materials, let us instead focus on processing, manufacturing and adding value to local products in order to create jobs, increase revenue generation and strengthen local industries. By supporting value addition, Zambia has the opportunity to build stronger local supply chains, promote industrialization and position agriculture as a major contributor to forest earnings and national development.
Patriots for Economic Progress has urged their citizens to vote for leaders of high quality and caliber in the upcoming elections. In an interview, PEP leader Chanda Katogore said the more the country elects high caliber leaders, the better the future of the nation will be. Mr. Katogore has stated that the country needs capable leadership that can effectively address national challenges through competence, integrity and the ability to deliver development to the people. He said despite the current economic and social challenges facing the country, there are still individuals who genuinely mean well for Zambia and are committed to improving the lives of citizens. Mr. Katogore has added that leadership is not about who is the loudest in the political arena, but about who has the capacity to solve problems affecting ordinary citizens.
It's not about who is the loudest. For me, it's who can solve problems, who genuinely wants to come and resolve some problems for our people. But my appeal to the larger citizens across party boundaries is, can we have fine men and women join the political space? This notion that it's dirty will end up with no country one. People have nowhere to come to. They go to whatever holiday they're hosting because they have access to resources. They fail to come back. So we need our fine brains to show interest in politics. You can't be uneducated, you know.